Okay, so as Martin has been calling for, we are back to regular laws of the Megillah. So the Mishnah says, HaKoreas HaMegillah LeMafreya Lo Yatza. So if a person reads the Megillah out of order, in other words, it doesn't go Perek Aleph, Perek Bet, Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet, etc., he's not fulfilled his obligation. And this is based on a hekesh and a comparison made between reading the Megillah and celebrating the days. Hayamim ha'ele niz karim, they should be remembered. That's a reference to reading the Megillah, which tells us the story. Vina asim b'chol dor vador. So just like the asiyah can't happen out of order, the 15th day isn't coming before the 14th day of the month, never happens that way, so you can't read the Megillah out of order as well. Kira'a al peh, let's say you wanted to, a person knows the Megillah by heart, you know, vahibi me'achas v'rosh, v'achas v'rosh. They go to the end of the Megillah, Mordechai Hayudi, Gadol Hayudim, V'ratzoy the Ruv Vechav, Doresh Tov Yamov, Dover Shalom B'chol Saro. They can do everything in between. Lo Yatza, it has to actually be read from inside, as the Pasuk says, Nizkarim, Ksov Zosi Karin Basefer. You can't read it by heart. Kira'a Targum B'chol Lashon Lo Yatza. A person cannot read the Megillah just in any language. We'll explain what we mean by this. As the Mishnah further clarifies, "Aval korino so loazos bilaaz v'haloish shama ashurus yatza." That is to say, anybody who hears the Megillah read in the original Hebrew fulfills their obligation. Frankly, there's another language in that category which we discussed yesterday, ancient Greek, based on that pasuk in Noach of Yafta Lokim liyefes, that God gave great beauty to Yefes v'yishkon be'ol shame, and that even has its place in the tense of shame, meaning the Jewish people. Yafuso shel Yefes, only Yavan, only that beautiful ancient Greek language, which was very familiar to them, that they knew so well. So just like anybody can fulfill their obligation of hearing the Megillah by hearing it in Hebrew, so too, anybody can fulfill their obligation of reading the Megillah. I should have said reading the Megillah as opposed to hearing the Megillah. But anybody can fulfill their obligation of reading to the Megillah by listening with Kavana to somebody who's reading it in Hebrew or in ancient Greek. However, there is one caveat to this rule. Well, let's say the Megillah happened to have been written in Russian. That is acceptable. The Megillah can be written in Russian if it's being read only to people who understand Russian. Okay? So Hebrew works for everybody, even if you don't understand it. Ancient Greek would have worked for everybody, even if you don't understand it. But if the Megillah is written in Russian, it has to be written in Russian, because if it's written in Hebrew and you're reading it in Russian, you're translating on the fly, that's the same as reading it by heart. That doesn't work. But if it's actually written in Russian and you're reading it to pure Russian speakers, that technically speaking would work. This is obviously not a common practice, but technically speaking, that would be acceptable. But again, provided that it was written exactly in Russian, because like we say, there's a halacha of kira al peh lo yatza. Kira serugin. So serugin is a situation where a person stops, and he starts, and he stops, and he starts, as long as they're not interrupting in between with anything extraneous, so that's not considered a hefsek for purposes of reading the Megillah. It might not be the ideal listening experience, but it is viable. Umisnamne yatza. Misnamne means a person is kind of dozing off. You didn't fully fall asleep, but if a person had, like, had sleep apnea and like was, you know, reading it and waking up in between, that's not considered a hefsek either. So you're allowed to sort of pause. You're allowed to do that. May not be optimal. And you're allowed to kind of doze off as long as you don't fully fall asleep. If you fully fall asleep, that's a problem because that creates a hefsek breakage in the reading of the Megillah. Hayakosva dorsho magia im kiven libo yatza. So let's say a person, they were actually, as they were going, they were sort of reading along with the words and fixing some of the letters. The Mishnah says, if a person would have kavana to be yotze with such a reading, then they would fulfill their obligation. You'd have to have kavana. And again, this is a situation where you're just going letter by letter, making sure all the letters are written properly, but you're actually reading it as you go. If a person chose to do that, I guess to save a little time, making sure the Megillah was fully precise and accurate, that would be acceptable. Haisek suva, besam, uvesikro, uvekumus, uvekankantum. If it was written in any of these inferior inks, not actual dio, the kind of black ink, al-haniyar, on paper, al-hadiftera, again, this is something besides parchment, lo-yatza, ad-shetehek suva ashuris, until it's written in the Hebrew language. As we pointed out, it actually, technically speaking, doesn't need to be in the Hebrew language. Ancient Greek would have been an option. It would have been an option to write it in Russian, You know, if you're only reading it to Russians, though I have to say if it was written in Russian, it would not have the full status of Kisvei HaKodesh. It would not be, as we like to say, Metamei HaSayadayim. All Sifrei Kodesh, if touched, are Metamei HaSayadayim. That was a rabbinic enactment to protect the integrity of the scrolls themselves. Achetek Suva Ashuris Al HaSefer, in an actual Sefer, meaning on parchment, Uvidio, and with ink that lasts. So again, many of the rules of the Megillah parallel all of the rules of a Sefer Torah. It's interesting, there's a famous discussion in more recent rabbinic literature in the Achronim, especially in the world of Brisk, about how the fact that the Megillah kind of has a dual nature. On the one hand, the Megillah is referred to as an Igeres, as a letter, as Haigeres Purim Hazos HaShenis. On the other hand, the Megillah is also referred to as a Sefer, V'nechtav BaSefer. So here you see in this Mishnah that the halachos, the Megillah, these halachos parallel that of a Sefer Torah. It has to be written with proper dio, it has to be written on parchment. But you know that it's also different from a regular Sefer Torah. In the Sefer Torah you have, of course, on both sides. The Megillah just opens in one direction. Another parallel between the Megillah and the Sefer Torah is just what we call sirtut. Sirtut means under the lines, right? That it's written on these lines that you need ke'amita shel Torah, just the way that you have that in the Sefer Torah itself. So again, we have principles of reading that apply, just like you can't read the Torah, get up there and read the Torah, you're not allowed to read by heart as a general rule, so too when it comes to reading the Megillah. And as we spoke about yesterday, the two languages that are considered the universal languages of Sifrei Kodesh happen to be Hebrew, Ashuris, the modern version of Hebrew from the time that Ezra came up. The previous version of Hebrew was something called Ktav Ivri, which was a much more block-like script. So we use Ksav Ashuris in ancient Greek based on the special pasuk of Yaftal Kim Liefes, V'yishkon Be'ohalei Shem. So some other things just to quickly review. We mentioned that a person can't fall asleep while reading the Megillah. It'd be harder to do. But again, a person could doze off, especially if they were very tired. And let's say it was their fourth or fifth reading. They were going around and, you know, going to people who were homebound or whatever it was, and they were very exhausted. It was very late at night already. And one in the morning, whatever it is, and they're reading the Megillah and they doze off, they can continue reading on. That is not a problem. Kara Seirugin, if you pause, that's also okay. And that's an important halach. I'll just mention where this comes up. A person who stops and starts, this is actually a little bit practical, as opposed to you don't see people dozing off on a regular basis, but you definitely have stopping and starting because of the way that we read the Megillah, even though this is not universally done, because we stop for Haman's name. So there's can be a pause of 10, sometimes even 20 seconds, depending on what kind of reading you're at. So again, if you weren't allowed to pause, that would be a very serious problem. So we have this halacha of a person stopping and starting. So this is something to be sensitive to, because I said it's not exactly optimal. So the way that this is done in many communities, sometimes we do this here when it comes to the late reading, because people are trying to get home anyway, is we say that people can boo at the first Haman, and people can boo in the last Haman, and in between we're going to go forward and make sure that the thing runs in a timely manner. But then there is this halachic issue, which has to do with not creating interruptions during the course of the reading of the Megillah.